You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit. This is episode 47 of the podcast. I am your host, John Buki Warjam, joined as always by my co-host, Jad Peanut.
Hey!
And guess what? We're finally at the end of the Alabasta arc.
Oh!
It's been a long journey. You saw the climax of the Luffy versus Crocodile fight, but what's left to be done? Well, if anything's to be, if any past One Piece arc is any consolation, obviously there's the after party, and then there's an emotional dilemma that they have to deal with. Is Vivi going to stay with them, or is she going to stay and rule the kingdom?
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
You hadn't thought about that at all? Like when I was reading this, I'm like, yeah, is she going to, like, be a pirate, or is she going to go rule her kingdom now that she saved it? So,
Well, I was obviously thinking the latter, because of how far she went out of her way to save her kingdom.
Yeah, well, I guess there's only one way to find out, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to dilly-dally any more than that, so let's get started. If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes of Omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read-through. Chapter 212, Some Justice.
Hachi's walk on the seafloor of Volume 27. Meanwhile, Octo Paco is on the move, and apparently that's Hachi's crush. And, oh god, I just had a bad thought.
Is your thought in any existing in the realm of the word wood?
No, it's just how in some really, really bad hentai fan art, the woman, their lips turn into like anthill lips when they are sucking and on someone off. And that's what her fucking mouth reminds me of. Oh god, so cussed.
God, do I even ask you if you would?
Maybe.
Alright, well, I was going to say that, never mind, but you give me the answer anyway. Alright, so it's your turn to begin.
Smoker. Oh, it's an establishment shot on Sandy Island's north coast, Kingdom of Alabasta, where there's a navy ship. Smoker, where does rain come from? You didn't use the dance power, did you? Fool, give me a little credit. The Kingdom of Alabasta was able to end the fighting without using dance power. Why would I? I'm sorry, I take it back. But since when do you care about others, Hunter? Is that how the viewers get too short? Oft? Mind your own business. And Black Cage Hina, Navy Captain. Oh yeah, that's a definitely word there. Still, isn't this overkill? Using my elite squadron to look for a single ship? It's humiliating. Hina is truly mortified. Just do me this favor. We go way back, right? Poor Toshiki. How does he put up with you?
Oh, and also, you may have noticed that already, but Hina has like a weird character tick where, like, in the middle, at the end of a statement, she'll like suddenly refer to herself in the third person.
Oh,
she just did it there. She'll do it again. You'll see it. All right, and then we're going to another establishing spot where they're, I guess, they're cornering another Baroque workship. Hey, why don't we tow this rainmaking ship back to headquarters? Why? You can take Crocodile too. Toshiki's bringing him in. Stop ordering me around. Who do you think you are? Baroque workship downpour, the rainmaking ship. And then, a coin's being flipped, and by Smoker, and he puts it on his hands. Heads, you lose. Same old Smoker, stubborn as ever. Hina is so disappointed. Right, I know. And then back to Alabasta. It's Toshiki with the other Navy men in Alabarna. What? That's an order! But Sergeant, this is our chance! If they regain consciousness, we'll never... I forbid you to lay a finger on these pirates! Well, why not? They're all cold! They're sitting ducks! Oh, she's forbidding them from arresting the Straw Hats, even though they're unconscious.
And we see some of villagers carrying some of the unconscious pirates. And, oh, no, wait. Hey, they're carrying Koza. Koza! And he looks really bad. How badly are you hurt? You're not going to die, are you? Toto is you both, Vivi. Oh, he's a worry. What? I don't know what's happened to Yuba, but whatever it is, that stubborn old man will be all right. Koza, that same blood runs in me too. After my wounds heal, I'm heading straight to Yuba. Don't worry. I'll let you know how you're doing. Good. It's raining! And the villagers are rejoicing. For the first time in 3 years, it's raining! And the rebellion is over! Our foolish sons are coming home!
And it's just shots of everywhere in Alabasta receiving rain. Some of the ruins in Alabasta, the Kung Fu dugongs that are guarding the Going Merry are arfing in celebration. And then it's Toto back in Yuba thinking back to his argument with with Koza, his son. How am I going to keep this up, father? Yuba's finished. You can't save it all by yourself. Do you intend to die with the town? And he's looking up at the rain sitting on the ground. See, Koza? The rain returned. Just 3 years. That's all it took. See? Rain.
Aw. And yep, back at that Crocodile Casino town, everyone's rejoicing. Natural rain fell on the land for many days, and the desert kingdom bloomed again. And we see the savages inside the palace. But the Straw Hats are sleeping in the infirmary, it looks like.
Have you ever slept the way Usopp's sleeping right now? Because I have. I can remember doing that once as a kid.
I kind of remember sleeping the way Sanji did. Foot on the bed, floor on the body on the floor.
Oh, yeah, that too. But I'm thinking, like, well, if you don't know who Usopp is, he's the one with his leg and his ass in the air.
As Trivi looks out the window and... here's something.
Ah, that is my ideal way to spend the night, just watching the rain in a chair. Princess Vivi, you're still awake? Ikaram, can't you sleep? I don't want to sleep. I just want to keep watching the rain fall. That's my girl. Watching the rain fall in a chair by the window is like the way to live. And they just look on in the rain as Luffy and Zoro, Usopp, Sanji, and Nami and Chopper are all snoring away. Ah, Vel! Ah, Pell, he was the noblest warrior I've ever known, says Igaram as he tucks in the rest of the Straw Hats and hopes they can stop snoring. Yes, I wish I could have thanked him. That is the greatest tribute you could pay him.
The following day, Tamarisk, Alabasta's eastern port. Captain Smoker, Lady Hina, Sergeant Tsuchiki has arrived. And yep, Epis and Marines is arriving at the port. Welcome back, Sergeant. It's been a long time, Tsuchiki. Captain Hina? Hello. I'm a bit tired and I'd like to turn in now. And Hina notices is how exhausted and bloodied Tsuchiki looks. Mission accomplished, Captain Smoker. Good work, Tsuchiki. I heard about the Straw Hats. Forgive me. I gave aid to the pirates and I let them go even when I could catch them. My actions were inexcusable. Don't apologize. You followed your own sense of justice, right? No! Sergeant, I had no choice. As he looks back to what a crocodile said, losers shouldn't boast about enforcing justice. The sea favors the strong. And what Luffy said to her, where's he? Where's the croc? Tell me! I knew what crocodile was, and all I could do was stand by as I told him.
With time running out, I could only help them. Justice demanded it. You think you're dealing with run-of-the-mill pirates and they do something out of the ordinary. Well, on these seas, either shape up or ship out. Grow strong or perish. Whose idea was it to come here anyway? I'm sorry. I'm going to rest for a while. And you can just hear a heartbeat, and then Smoker just blows on the smoke from his cigars. Fool. A soldier doesn't cry over something like this. You gotta get stronger! As Tsuchiki is, like, bawling. And then she grips her sword. And... the Marines are reacting to this lecture of his. Sergeant! And then she screams, I will! And then...
I Wish you guys had as much guts as he did. Now get your butts on board. Captain Smoker, there's a transmission from headquarters, sir. This is headquarters. Captain Smoker? Smoker here. And it's in his office where he's talking to that snail spawner, I think it was called.
Transponder snail. You were close.
Transponder snail, yeah. We got him to capture Crocodile. Top-ranking ministries of the government have decided to award you and Sergeant Toshiki medals. Capture Crocodile. Now, hold on. We want the one to defeat Crocodile. Then you get the report. You're both being promoted one rank, so... Now listen! Crocodile and his gang were beaten by the Straw Hat Pirates. They fought their butts off. Don't waste your breath, Smoker. The government doesn't want the truth to get out. After all, what would people think if they found out that a bunch of pirates saved Alabaster? You will both appear at a war ceremony and accept your medals. Are you crazy? Asked Toshiki. It just is laying her head on the bed, still crying. You can't refuse. You have to take credit for the Crocodile's defeat. You know what happens if you defy your superiors? Defeat Crocodile? Us? Toshiki's over there crying about it because he couldn't. Hey, you can give those old pension pussies a message for me, huh? Smoker, don't! Tell him to shove off.
And he hangs up. And that's the end of the chapter.
Oh. And we're shoving off into...
Oh, no! Chapter 213, VIP.
It's another color spread. Apparently, they're in Greece to the Mediterranean. And as they... As I had to join a breakfast, but... Seagulls and a bunch of pigs on parachutes. Oh, I love the little one with the mustache and the top hat. They're ambushing them and stealing Luffy's food.
And he's not happy about that. Oh, it's not even just the pigs. It's the fucking albatrosses.
Yeah, I believe it's your turn.
Yeah, this is a somber color spread for me. And you'll understand why when we finish this episode. All right, so so I'll take the first three because it's this one starts with a panel and then there's a Alabastan doctor talking to Chopper.
What a marvelous compound, most innovative and yet so logical, brilliant.
And Chopper's just not used to being praised by another doctor in his field.
Where did you learn medicine?
Chopper's from a doctor from Drum Island, chimes Vivi in.
What? Drum Island? That great land of medicine? Very advanced indeed. I've been a physician for 40 years, but I've never knew such techniques existed.
Oh, that was only one page you read.
Oh, that's right. I did say I would take the next ones. And Chopper is insulting the doctor heavily as he's pouring him some tea and pulling up a chair.
Shut up! Quit gawking at me, you fool! Go away, jerk! Should I take that to mean why don't you sit and have some tea while you watch me work?
I think so. Oh, God damn it! I just realized the voice I'm doing is the guy, is the landlord from Smiling Friends.
I was just wondering if you wanted to smoke some weed and have diet soda while we go play Burnout for the PS2. You're a genius. Oh, shut up.
And Vivi's just drying laundry. She's putting a hot towel for Luffy's head as he sleeps. And then we cut to Alabarna as the Straw Hats are going shopping for neat supplies while the citizens are rebuilding.
Hey, I need some boards. I need some beer over here, too. I have extras. You're welcome to them.
These people are tough. That's because the princess is so beautiful. There's a connection? Sure.
What the? Look at this hole! Something smashed its way through the house after another! It's like someone kicked through the walls!
Let's see what's over there, Usopp. Yeah, remember when Sanji was frantically looking for the bomb? Yeah, he did that.
And Sanji is... Zoro is in by the ruins, and he's balancing a fucking boulder on each arm. Like, holy shit.
Giving new meaning to the over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
I have to concentrate harder. I've got to be able to draw on that power at any time, or I'm not really any stronger. And back at the palace. Wow, you have so many interesting books. As Nami is in the library reading a book on oceanology. Are you sure I can really have them?
Certainly. I've already read them all.
Thank you.
And you who heard me, they are not here. Now be gone. Oh, it's the Royal Captain just trying to draw away the Marine Navy.
It's Chaka.
You'll not inhabit this kingdom by line. Harboring pirates is a serious offense.
I don't own any pirates.
Hey, Lord Chaka, as Sanji and Usa passed by.
Welcome back. Did you find everything you need?
Almost.
We're lucky to get what we can right now. This town is still rebuilding itself.
Yeah.
What proof do you have that there are pirates here?
Well, I wonder if he's awake yet.
Can't be, it's too quiet.
And Luffy is awake!
Wow! I slept good! Oh, my hat! Where's my hat? I'm starving! Where's breakfast? And where's my hat?
The second you wake up, the racket starts. And by the way, it's time for dinner, not breakfast.
Your hat's over there. A soldier found it in front of the palace. Great. I'm so glad you're better, Luffy.
Better? Was I sick?
Goofball, you had a high fever. You gave us a scare. Vivi and Chopper took care of you the whole time.
Oh, really? Thanks. Oh, Luffy, you're awake.
Oh, hey, Zoro. Long time no see.
Huh? Is that right?
Hey! Have you been training again?
What? That's my business.
No, it's not. I'm your doctor. Where are your bandages?
They hinder my movements.
Don't move.
Has it been a long time?
You have good reason to be confused, Luffy.
3 days? I was asleep for 3 whole days? I missed 15 meals.
He calculated that fast enough?
And at 5 meals a day? Don't worry. I told the kitchen staff to be ready to serve you at any time. And what? What the hell? Okay,
what?
So apparently the kitchen and chef looks a lot like that music guy.
Yeah, Sakuraba's wife.
That's his wife. The captain is awake. Dinner will be ready in 30 minutes. Can you wait? Meals will taste better eat when eating with good friends. Hey, it's Ikaram, you're alive! What's with the outfit? You look like a woman. No, you guys. That's Terracotta. She's Ikaram's wife and that palace housekeeper. Thank you for everything you did for us. This is ridiculous. I've heard of lookalike cuppers, but... I understand you have hearty appetites. Enjoy some fruit until dinner's ready.
Okay,
and already he ate all the fruit. What's that magic?
Yeah, and in the anime, he eats it in like 2 frames.
Hey, lady, I'll be in 3 days worth, okay? Splendid! I've been doing this for 30 years. No young man's appetite can intimidate me. Eat up.
And now we now cut to, as per usual in One Piece, the annual banquet of the after the fight banquet, as Luffy is just chugging food. But the Royal Guard are looking on in fucking horror. Not a shred of dignity. Meals in the Grand Tree Dining Hall supposed to be stately affairs. Move it, you're in the way. He really is something, but he won't beat me. And yeah, it's just... It's like arguing at Thanksgiving. Eat faster, I'll be gone. Hey, Luffy, that's my plate. Here's some more. Stop it. Hey, if you don't slow down, don't worry. There's plenty of food. Just you wait, Luffy. Have a little pepper sauce. And he starts pouring some hot sauce on his meal. And then Luffy starts blowing fire. That was a dirty trick. And apparently eyelashes, he's eating them too. Hey, where did you get here? Oh, what's this dish called? That's kanafa, oven-baked noodles. Yummy.
Translation? So you're the king, huh? That means you're Vivi's dad.
Huh? As the king just looks at him confused.
Right? Well, we can chat after dinner. Okay.
That was the translation. Can we get some more drinks?
What over here has a... Oh, no.
Chopper's choking.
Chopper's choking. Oh, what a noisy bunch. Oh, fucker. They're animals.
How can Princess Phoebe laugh about that? As sure enough, she's laughing. And sure enough, the charm gets to the gods as they start laughing and of the antics. And everyone in the world court's laughing as well.
And then mist, because they've gone to the hot springs. Wow! These are the great baths, the pride of the palace. Normally we only use them during the rainy season. Incredible! It's beautiful! Oh, this is amazing! I'm first, so am I! And Luffy and Usopp's naked asses just start racing, but then they slip on the slippery floors and hit themselves in the head. Stop! Oh, you guys having fun? Dinner was very lively. I didn't intend to mark the occasion with a formal dinner, but it seems you turned everything into a party. Zoro, look, you can train here! As Luffy and Usopp are standing underneath the waterfall. Train for what? So, where's the women's baths, huh? Are you mad? As if I'd tell you that Princess Phoebe is in there now! And the king does the thing I did not think he'd ever do. They're beyond that wall. King Cobra, how could you? I like that old man.
This feels so good, and yeah. Phoebe says, Hepanami with a back. How is there a ship with a huge bath like this? I'm sure there is. The world is a big place, you know. There were giants and dinosaurs and cherry blossoms that bloom in a land of snow. I'm sure there are lots of other unimagined wonders just waiting to be discovered. As Nami looks at Phoebe. Let's change places. Okay, thank you. And turn the page. Oh, the guys are just peeking over the wall.
Meanwhile, Chopper's half peeking. He's doing the little hide thing.
Hey, what are you guys doing? Oh, those guys and... Oh, Nami's happiness punch as he takes a towel off. That'll be 100,000 berries each. Nami!
And they all... They have an explosion of their nosebleeds.
You're telling, aren't you? What? We're thinking about leaving tonight. What? You are? Well, there's no reason for us to stay here now that Luffy's up and around. The Navy's starting to gather near the port. We'll be in danger if we hang around much longer.
And it's King Cobra with a nosebleed. Thank you. Dirty old man! Not about that! And as he wipes his nose, for my country. And he bows his head. Hey, is a king supposed to bow like that? King Cobra, you're setting a bad example, he says while he also has a nosebleed. A king must never lower his head to anyone. Oh yeah, this is where you draw the line. Peeking on naked girls, but bowing is where you draw the line. Igaram.
Anime logic.
Igaram, a man's title comes off with his clothes. Here in the bath, we are all the same. A king is not a king when disrobed. I'd like to say, not as a king, but as a father and a citizen of this land. From the bottom of my heart. Thank you. And they all laugh as they jump into the water again as you cut to the full moon outside of Alabasta.
Tonight? Yes, we're leaving. And it's back in a bed. It's... that's a good idea. There's no reason for us to stick around here. Yeah, who knows what the Navy is up to. What do you say, Luffy? All right, we eat one more meal and go. Stop thinking with your stomach, dummy! They hit Angerman the head. What shall we do, Igaram? We got to warn them. As Igaram looks at the bounty posters, here's a curse. This is calamitous development.
A calamitous.
I hope they'll be able to leave the island safely. Things are happening so quickly. And, we got two bounty posters.
Luffy goes bounty went up, and Zoro got his first.
Zoro. Bounty, 60 million berries. And Monkey D. Luffy, bounty, 100 million berries. The bounties like these, the Navy is sure to send a chop rats after them. There's no turning back now, Luffy. Not after you defeated one of the seven warlords of the sea. As he rushes off.
And it's the end of the chapter.
Oh, it's the SBS corner.
Yep, but
okay,
I guess...
You want to be Oda's?
Yes, I'm, go ahead.
Come on, Oda Sensei. Don't you even know what the Ran and Gaku Ran is? Then let me give you a special kanji lesson. The Ran and Gaku Ran means clothing. And comes from Renda. Which was a slang word used in the Edo period. How's that? Amazing, huh? It has nothing to do with the Ran in Renpaku, egg right, Miss Bon Curry, This is for an SBS question in volume 22, page 166.
Oh, is that so, huh? Randa, huh? That's the origin? Well, I've been thinking about it all this time, and I concluded that it sounded like it was from the Lumberjack Deathmatch. It seems I was wrong.
Hey, here's a question for you. BW stands for Baroque Works, right? But recently in geography class, I learned that BW means desert. And I felt a jolt of surprise. Your knowledge is impressive, Oda-sensei. I really admire you. Sensei, you didn't know that, didn't you? A sophomore from Akita.
Of course I knew that. It's from the Köppen climate classification system, right? How's that for smart? I give careful thought to everything I create. Really? Well, actually,
I didn't know that.
Draw number 6-man counters with a foot. Please tell me what you got. An anonymous foot fetishist. I mean, Ania.
Hell no, you have to pay for those.
Hey, it's Luffy. The man would be the Pirate's Kings. I'm getting a cramp. What's the big idea? All six characters? No thanks. Oh, well, take care. See you in the next volume. This is the end of the question corner.
And it's a really bad drawing of a bunch of lines that are supposed to be made up of Luffy.
But you know what? I still see it.
Yeah, I can see it too.
Because I have an artist's eye. I can see it. I didn't think I'd see him draw with his foot, but here we are.
Well, let's hope the drawing improves in
Chapter 214, Strategy to Escape the Sand Kingdom.
Hachi's walk on the seafloor, volume 28. Alas, the village of the headband wearing catfish is crushed by a shipwreck.
Yeah, they don't look too happy about it.
Yeah, but the actor woman is laughing and no ass off, or that she's high. Then the fat fish she's with also looks kind of high.
And then one of those, I look at all those catfish and I just think one thing.
You know what? I'd be happy.
All right, you're starting okay. The first two pages.
Ikaram rushes off to the bedrooms. Bad news, but they're empty. Princess Fifi. Where are they? Where are Luffy and the others? What is it, Ikaram? You look upset. They've gone to sea, because that's where pirates belong.
Oh! Look what came home to roost, finally! Now listen up, everyone! Pirates are low-down, dirty scum! I didn't think we'd see him again. Actually, I'm lying. Yes, I did. It's Jago! He's with the Marines, as we now know from the cover story. And also,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I told you, the cover stories actually do matter to the story. At least some of them do. And then it's also full body. But didn't you used to be a pirate yourself? Oh, whoa, that's right. Want to dance? Jango the Turncoat, third mate, Navy. Double Iron Fist body, third mate, Navy. And, yep, they're dancing on the Marine ship while someone looks at them with the binoculars. Yeah, dance, focus style. Yeah, just wait, Lady Hina, we're back. Lady Hina, Nanohana Port, Alabasta. Looks like they've captured the enemy ship by themselves. They're late. What have they been doing? I entrust them an important job, and this is what I get. Hina's very dissatisfied. Are all the ships ready? Aye, aye! Everything's in order! All of Alabaster ports are sealed by tied by 30 ships in support for his forces. Uh-oh.
But there's still one problem. What is it? The ship of the Strawhawk Pirates that was supposed to be in Urumalu, it's missing. Have they already made it to the high seas? No, we're going to the mouth of the Sendoro River, but so that can't be possible. Then find it. Just the shoreline, inch by inch if you must. Cease. And Jango and Fullbody arrive. Sorry we're late, Lady Hina, but we got really good exercise.
We have a really good excuse.
She'll like mine better. No, mine is better. Why are you late? We're picking flowers for you, as they both give her a large bouquet. No thanks. Now get your ship into formation at once. We're going to destroy the Straw Hat Pirates. The Straw Hats, and they will look incredibly nervous about that. And cut to the side of the desert where the Straw Hats are riding Karu and his other fellow duckling in out.
I forgot what they were called, but it's like the Duck Squadron.
This is nice. Well, it's goodbye to Sand Country. Looks like I managed to lead us to yet another hard-fought victory.
Jeez, Luffy, how long are you going to be eating? All of that food is this. Can you make like food like this, Sanji? Sure, Terracotta shared some of her recipes with me. And she gave me some of the locust spices, too. Nami, don't feel so well? And Nami looks pretty sad. Are you hungry, Nami? You can have a piece of this meat, but just one. Is this about Fifi? I know how you feel, but it's no use brooding. I know you two were close, but cheer up.
I'll let it go for Vivi's sake. The 1 billion berries Zikaram promised. Oh, you better! You have something about the reward? God. Oh, hey, Usopp fell off! Jeez, Nami, don't shock us like that! Huh? What's the big deal? Vivi's gonna be fine. She's a princess. Oh, hey, Usopp fell! He'll be fine. No thanks to you, Nami! And we bet's back at Alabarna. Karoo! Where's Karoo? That's no use, Igaram. Why not? Shouldn't we let them know about the bounties? They're on the Supersonic Duck Squadron. Thank you. There's no way Karoo could catch up to them. Besides, it wouldn't change anything. What do you mean? The news will just make them happy. It won't make any difference to them. Don't worry about them. I'm going to bed. I have a big day tomorrow. What? And she shoves Igaram out of her bedroom. Oh, yes, that's right. She'll be speaking to the entire kingdom. Right. Come on, Karoo. You can sleep with me.
And Igaram is in the hallway. Igaram, what should we do? I have an uneasy feeling. She's taking this too calmly. What? Oh my god! Igaram's just lying on his bed, but his eyes are wide open. Strange. Definitely strange. But looks like he finally fell asleep. It's too quiet, huh, Karoo? Quack. It hasn't been this piece for quite a while. Now there's no cook trying to prevent midnight eye refrigerator raids. No swordsman trained at all. No pillows being thrown by dozen navigators. It's just us. Aw, they miss the straw hats. And it's a flashback. Transponder snail? Who is this? Someone named Bonchan. And, it's a flashback to when the straw hats were still there. Bonchan, who's that? I don't know. Oh, anyone named by that? He says he's a friend. Okay, let's take the call. Don't do it. Could be some kind of trap. Hello, hello. It's me. It is me. And Sanji immediately hangs up. Hey, oh, I think I know who that was.
Bling, bling. What do you want? Hey, is that you, Swan? What do you want? Oh, it is you, Straw Hats. You are so strong. You surprised me. Oh, and don't call me Mr. Two. If the Navy intercepts this transmission, it'll be big trouble. But you just said it yourself. Just tell us what you want. Oh, right. I've taken your ship. Oh, you gotta be joking. Cut the silly jokes, you clown. Where are you now? I'm on your ship. Why are you dirty? Now, don't be like that. I thought we were friends. And they hang up and finish the call. He's up the stream on the Sandora River. Can we trust him? Well, we were friends when we first met. And knowing you, you'll be his friend again. That's what scares me. Yeah, we have to go to him, don't we? I guess we do. He's got our ship. But if it turns out to be a trap, we'll clobber him good. All right, then let's get ready. Vivi? You guys, I don't know what to do.
Listen carefully, Vivi. We'll give you 12 hours to make up your mind. Once we capture our ship in the Sandora River, we'll make a short stop at the Eastport at exactly in 12 noon tomorrow. We won't be able to drop anchor, though. If you want to join us on our journey, that'll be your one and only chance. If you're there, we welcome you as a fellow pirate. Vivi, you're a princess. We can't offer you much. Come on, Vivi. You can come. Come with us now. Stop it, Luffy. Let's go. You guys don't want Vivi to come? That's not the point. She has to decide for herself. Aw. And back in the bed. Tomorrow at noon. To get to the East Port, I'll take Karoo 4 hours to run there. So I'd have to leave here by 8. I never thought I'd actually consider becoming a pirate. It's such a big decision, but I'll never get another chance like this. It's not like I was ever bored being a princess. Even though the rebellion is over, there are tough times ahead for the kingdom. If I go, you'll come too. Won't you, Karoo? What do you want to do? As Karoo is just sleeping with his mouth wide open.
I keep fucking forgetting his human teeth. I hate it. And oh, there's a familiar silhouette on their ship.
I've been waiting for you. Long time no see.
Here we are. All right, start alerting. Thanks, ducks.
Whack, whack.
As the supersonic duck squadron runs away. This is where we part ways. Have a straight, safe trip home. Give my regards to the king and everybody.
Quack, take care. I hope we meet again someday. Hey, wait a minute. What? What do you mean, what? Is that any way for you to talk to a friend? Friend, you're our enemy. You tricked us. I didn't trick you. I didn't know who you were either. Anyway, can we let the bygones be bygones?
Step aside. Oh, sorry.
Anyway, Baroque works as history. We're not enemies anymore.
If we're not enemies, then what are you doing on our ship?
You're so silly.
What?
Now listen, if I hadn't been aboard this ship, do you know what would have happened?
Oh. The Navy might have captured it, Nami explains. Not might have. They most certainly would have. Don't you realize what's happening on...
It's a French pun.
Do you realize what's happening on this island right now? It's totally surrounded by Navy ships. Not even a swan could get off this island. Then you say the Mary go from the Navy? Why? Why? Because you're my friend. And you really are a friend. This ain't no joke. She's dancing with San Usopp, Jabba, and Luffy. This ain't no joke. Is everything loaded? This is the last. So the Navy's blockade kept you guys from getting off the island. Huh, Mr. Two? Bun-chan! And you thought you might need some allies, eh?
Keep going, the chapter's almost over.
Yes, especially now. Especially in these perilous times. Let's join forces and fight together for friendship's sake. Hooray! And, Luffy, Chopper, and Usopp to that. Ah, jeez. Two friendship. You guys too!
it's Bonclay's crew.
Lady Hina, we've located a ship. It's on the Sendora River. Uh-oh. Prepare for battle as she grits her teeth.
And the chapter ends there.
Oh, wow. So we got a battle ahead in...
Chapter 215, Last Waltz.
Hachi's walk on the seafloor, volume 29. All right. Hachi comes upon the village of Starf and Catfish. And yeah, Hachi and the mermaid, a princess, and Rasafian Starfish. Oh, I love how the Starfish is crying over the poor catfish.
Yep, and I guess it's now my turn to start. Oh, Vivi's decked out in pirates.
I was going to make a joke, never mind.
Go ahead.
Well, it looks like Popeye's going to have a big out of a fried catfish.
Oh, all right, and... We begin with Vivi decked out in pirate gear. Igaram, I'm going to become a pirate queen. Ah! It turns out that was Igaram's nightmare. And he gets up and runs. Princess Vivi! Oh, Igaram, good morning. What's wrong? You're sweating. As Vivi's getting changed. Now, Igaram, just don't just barge in without knocking. The princess Vivi is dressing. Good morning. Yes, what is it? Nothing. Take it out! His wife throws that stuff at him. Ow, I suppose I jumped to conclusions. Oh, your majesty, I didn't see you. Good morning. Good morning. Terracotta's a fearsome woman. What are you doing? As the cobra has two lumps on his head.
He had the same thought as Igaram, it seems. As the villagers got there near the royal palace, don't you think it's a bit tight, Terracotta? It's perfect. You look every inch by princess. The square's already packed. Really? But your speech is scheduled until 10 o'clock. But then it's understandable. They've been waiting 2 years for your coming of age ceremony. People are so eager. Normally it would have been conducted when you were 14. But I don't know what to say. You don't have to say anything, my dear. All you have to do is let everyone see how you've grown. That's all. The ceremony celebrates your passage from child to adult. But she's 16 or 17?
Japan's a little different. They consider the age of consent to be 16.
Oh.
It means a great deal for His Majesty to do this now. Your speech today will be broadcasted via transponder smell to loudspeakers throughout the kingdom.
Ikaram? Back with Ikaram and Oh, it's Shaka.
I've just received a report of a fighting at the port. I see. With the Navy involved, our hands are tied.
And it's back to the Going Merry, where they're fighting off against the Navy. Fire! Why don't you shoot some cannonballs at us, you jerks? Then I can bounce them back. This ain't no joke. If we get any more of these iron spears in our hull, we're going to end up at the bottom of this thing for sure. Yep, sure enough, they are not firing cannonballs. They're firing giant spears into the ship. Oh, here they come! Shit. Creeps! Is there anything we can do? As Bond Clay is fighting with the Straw Hats to try and knock as many of the spears away as they can. And more cannons are being fired at them. Do something, you guys! They're putting holes in us faster than I can board them up! It's hard enough just protecting just one side! We're outnumbered 8-1!
I wish this were hand-to-hand combat, then we have the edge! They can fight, or they can try either run, but they never break through our blockade! This is the specialty of the Blackcage Squad. The Black Spear Formation. You do, stupid pies! Hey, full body, how you the pussy? Cause his tongue in that pit, just doing a squiggly thing. Hey, Mr. Hypnotist, aren't you a pirate too? Who's that guy on the left? Oh, yeah, cause Sanji never wasn't around during that.
No, he doesn't remember, Oh, wait, yeah, but maybe he could be talking about full body.
No, he's talking about Django.
Yeah, but he could also talk about the full body. He doesn't remember that he cucked him.
It seems like 100 years since I last saw him. It's that nasty fun and cooking his gang. I think you all are a lot stronger now. Look closely at this ring. They all prove you that I'm not a real doe. One. And boom. Brother. As the one of the marine ships blow up, and so did the other one. Oh, and they're sinking. Usopp, what did you do now? Just as I planned. Oh, God, because Usopp was near a smoking cannon. That's what happens when you mess with Usopp. Oh, Cannos, you're fabulous. You did it. There's a gap in the formation to the south. We can sail right through the hole. Mr. Bonclay, bad news. What is it? It's Blackcage. What that? Blackcage? You know the Navy captain who's in charge of this region. She's bad news, all right. We gotta get out of here. Aye, aye, Mr. Two Bonclay.
We've inflicted heavy damage to their ship. No vessel exists that my Black Spear formation can't destroy. But don't let down your guard. Sea rats like these will turn and bite when you least expect it. When we pull alongside them, I want the rest of you to stay back. If you get in my way, Hina will be very upset. Aye, aye! What are you doing? We have to escape! All we have to do is sail through that gap in our formation and we're swan free! If we keep sailing this way, they'll sink us! If you want to go. We can't. You can't! Hurry, Mr. Bond Clan, let's get out of here! We have to meet someone at noon on the East Port. We don't have time to sail around them. We have to go straight ahead. What? That's suicide! What's so important that you're going to sail to your deaths? Fine. Throw away your lives if you want. We're going to pick up a friend. It's for a friend?
And back at the Royal Palace, everyone's gathered. May I come in? Yes, please. As the king greets... It's for... What did you... Oh, it's remarkable. For a moment, I mistook you for your late mother, Princess Phoebe. Indeed. Please sit down. Papa, no. Father and Ikaram, I have something very important to tell you. Oh, what could it be?
And then back with the Bond Clay and the Straw Hats. Mr. Bond Clay! Now that I know the truth, I can't run away. These people are risking their lives for a friend. How can we ever face ourselves if we abandon them now? Oh, all right, everyone. Listen carefully to what I have to say. Lady Hina, they're splitting up. The duck ship's heading south. It's probably a diversion. No, it's the Straw Hats are on the duck ship. Lady Hina, the shapeship is the decoy. After them. Hurry and close the formation.
And yep, Adam, go and marry it continues to sail. 3 minutes. Let's go full speed ahead. This straw hat Luffy you're looking for. It's me. Is it me? Bon Clay is disguised as Luffy while his crew's disguised as the rest of the Straw Hats. Just kidding, as he transforms back. Lady Hina, the sheep ship is slipping away to the east. Gotcha. I'm a master of disguise and a friend of the Straw Hat Gang. And as he poses...
You can stray from a man's path. You can stray from a woman's path. But you can't stray from the path of mankind. Scatter, my friends, to the true sky. Let's make it bloom. Oh, come my way. Shall we dance? Hina is very angry. As Hina's fleet deals battle with the Bon Clay and the Straw Hat decoys. The Bon Chan! And, yo, his ship is being mercilessly attacked. Bon Chan, we... And cuts to more of him fighting off the Marines. We'll never, ever forget you guys. Float to the ocean floor and sleep, oh flower of friendship. And that's the end of the chapter.
Oh, wow. Well, that flower of friendship will continue to blossom in...
Chapter 216, Vivi's Adventure.
Hachi's walking the seafloor, 5:30. Hachi runs for it. And soon enough, Hachi's is running away with all the treasure, it seems. And Mermaid and Starfish don't seem so happy about that.
Nope, they do not. All right, this is your turn to start.
You don't know who's behind this rebellion? No, it's an underground organization. Not even its members know the identity of the ringleader. And it's Vivian's flashback to when Vivian and Ikaram are talking about who's... Token of Flames and Rebellion. So they're the ones trying to overthrow the kingdom. Since no one knows who the leader is, there's no way for us to find out from the outside. Any further inquiries would be too risky for the kingdom. But you have a lead, right? Yes. Oh no, I've said too much! Ikaram, do you know what I'm thinking? No, I don't know! I have to get to work! Ikaram, no, this is the game, it's deadly business. I know that, Ikaram, but I can't sit idly by while they can destroy Alabasta.
And it's the soldiers leading the red carpet as Vivi enters to give her speech. Look, it's Princess Vivi! But it cuts to the Straw Hats fighting the Marines off intermittently. What are you doing? It's only one ship! They're too strong, Lieutenant! Our cannons aren't stopping them! Get out of our way! And back to the Alabarna. It's Princess Vivi! Princess! Oh, look how she's grown. Oh, it's nice to see that clock tower without there being a bomb inside.
Then I have just one question for you, Princess Vivi. It all started that day. Do you have the resolve to stay alive? I've been on an adventure, as he addresses the crowd. Hey, the princess is speaking. I've waited so long for this. She's really alive. What a relief. The ceremony's starting. She was supposed to speak 2 hours ago. Why the delay? I hope the people don't riot. Koza, hurry, it's begun. Vivi is giving a speech. The loudspeakers are full blast. The whole town can hear. It was a journey of hope across the sea of despair. I left Alabaster and set sail upon the vast dark ocean. I visit unbelievably amazing islands.
And her speech continues. I saw creatures I'd never imagined and landscapes out of a dream. At times, the sound of the ocean waves was soothing, gently enveloping me and easing my cares. And other times, it was harsh, mocking me and playing me on my fears. But in the darkness of the storm, I encountered a little ship. It gave me a push and said, "Don't you see that light?" That strange little ship never lost its way, even in the dark. It would dance on the giant waves. It didn't resist the tugs of the tides, but it sailed ahead through the roughest headwinds. And pointing forward, it said, "Look, there's the light." In time, historians will say it's just a legend, but for me, that was the truth. What's she talking about? It's the untold story of her struggle, and...
Eastport Tamarisk, and it's the Straw Hatchling. Did you hear that speech? Did you hear that speech? That's Vivi's voice. It's a broadcast of the ceremony from Alubarna. It's not coming. That was just somebody pretending to be Vivi. Let's go, it's past noon already. Vivi's coming! Let's drop anchor and go look for her! He's gotta be here. Oh no, the Navy's coming. How many ships are there? Sit down. Take the helm. Give it up, Luffy. You can't just leave like that. Back in Alabama. What's the big deal? Let us see your face, Phony. Or rather, Lord Igaram. Oh, where's the real Princess Phoebe? Where's the princess speaking from? And it's Igaram trying to disguise himself as Phoebe. Right now, the princess is... You guys, back in the ship. Phoebe?
Phoebe? Crew? And yep, it's Phoebe and crew in the at the beach, the port of the ship. I told you she'd come. Turn the ship around. Hurry. Phoebe, the Navy's right on her tail. I've come to say goodbye. What did she say? Karu, the microphone?
Quack.
Wait. I can't go with you. Thank you for everything. What? Who's she talking to? What? The Princess of Alabaster? She's supposed to be at the ceremony in Alubarna. I'd like to continue my adventures, but when it comes down to it...
And it's a spread shot of the crowd in Alubarna. I love this kingdom. Where's Princess Phoebe? Cut it out, Lord Igaram. Commander. Looking good, Commander. We came to... See Princess Phoebe.
Look at Karam on the balcony.
I know, he's just dancing with fans. So I can't go. I see, as Luffy grins. An X would be a good symbol. Why? Because you're pirates. But the X originally signified a death threat. And,
That's okay, an X is good. And I don't agree with that anymore. It's cool, right? I like it, Luffy. Whatever, just draw it. We got more important things to worry about. All right. And Luffy puts the X on his arm. I'm going to stay here. But if we ever see each other again, will you still call me your shipmate? And then Luffy looks on. Did you hear that? The princess is in cahoots with the Straw Hat Pirates. The princess belonged to the pirate gang? No way. Someday we'll... And Nami grabs grabs his face. Idiot! What? Don't say anything. The Navy's watching Phoebe. If we give them proof that she's our friend, they'll brand her a criminal. Let's just quietly take our leave. And Phoebe's just bawling her eyes out. But then...
They raise her arms to show the X's on the back of
this is my one of my favorite scenes in the entire series. You want to get the last lines?
Phoebe has a small, sad smile on her face. No matter what happens from here on, all left arms are bare. The sign of our fellowship. Let's sail. Well, as Phoebe and Karu both hold their arms up to show their exes as well. Oh, that was beautiful.
Chapter 217, Stowaway.
Hachi's walk on the seafloor, 531. Save the catfish village. Exchange the treasure for cooking equipment. And yeah, it's Hachi just dragging us. Car full of cooking equipment.
Yeah, so he wasn't riding away with their treasure and their money for nothing. He wanted to buy the cooking equipment so he could feed them. Okay, well, at least he's noble that way. All right, so this is now an even-numbered chapter in the episode, so it's my turn.
Yeah, your turn, yeah.
Lady Hina, look out! There's still a few of them! Hina is furious. With who? Yourself? You won't take me without a fight! Oh, and she's still fighting some of Bon Clay's men as she puts her arm on him, and then, oh! Something happened to her arm. Wrong. Whoa, that's so amazing. It's the power of the bind fruit. Everything that passes through my body becomes bound. Say it. Say it, your motto. I am mad at you, Smoker. Yeah, and after she touched him, he's now got cuffs on him. For what? A lot of reasons come to mind. Oh, she's talking to Smoker on the transponder snail. Because the Straw Hat's got away. Ah, what is this? A steel band? And you seem pretty happy about it, huh?
Back at Alabaster. Hey, who is the princess talking to? I don't know, but it doesn't matter. Wasn't Princess Phoebe's speech wonderful? Sure was. We have to do our part, even though we're just little folk. How can you say that? All right, let's start rebuilding. An established shot out of the desert. Off, and the fine dugongs are celebrating with the water. Off, as the albatrosses fly high in the sky.
No, that's those fucking asshole-ass birds that stole their supplies.
Oh, right. What's so funny, Toto? You haven't stopped laughing since you heard his speech. I can't say. It's a secret. Did all those sandstones out of your brain, old man?
Take care, Luffy. Come back someday and have a drink of Yuba water. What are you people waiting for? Dig for more water. Dig. Okay.
Things are bad. Hear things are bad in Alabarna. Well, then we'll go there. We have to hurry and reclaim Yuba from the desert. It's an important crossroads in the west. All the canals off the Sandora River need to be repaired, too. As the, it's the big crab from earlier. Hey, what about the casino? Who cares? It's closed. Let's go, you guys! And then she said to me, Father, I had something very important to tell you. I'm king, but no title is dearer to me.
Then that's a father. What do you say, your majesty? And yeah, back at the palace. Pale, I can't believe you're gone. And it's... I keep forgetting his name.
Chaka.
Chaka at Pell's grave. I can't even shed a tear. Why is that, I wonder? Pell. And Fifi on top of Karu as he watches the Navy he tried to shoot at Straw Hats as he give chase.
Yep, Vivi puts her hair back up as the Straw Hats disappear into the horizon. And we go back to... to Alabarna. This camel's special? I guess. That's what Princess Vivi said. And it's a candidate for the Supersonic Duck Squadron. But it's just a stupid camel. Yeah. And then we cut to a random medical ward in the desert. All right. Thank you for everything. When you get home, get lots of rest. Oh, so impatient. Huh? Hey, you! Wait! You forgot your headscarf! Oh. Does that look familiar?
I think so.
It should. All right, Karu.
Let's go home to Alabarna. As other countries watch in amazement, wah, the Kingdom of Alabaster recovered with astonishing speed. And back at the Straw Hat.
No.
Oh, no, wait, that's an efficient. Captain Smoker? Oh, perks of being on the job, seeing Smoker with our shirt. Hey, little lady, how's the leg? Please don't call me that. She pours him a cup of coffee. Thanks.
Are you? You got a thing for Smoker now too?
Hey, I can appreciate a good chest when I see it, John.
I saw the wanted posters. There's quite a bounty on these two now. You know what his swordsman did? You mean Roronoa Zoro? He defeated 100 bounty hunters at Whiskey Peak, and he brought down Daz Bones in Alabarna. Daz Bones, the assassin, the bounty hunter from the West Blue. He was calling himself Mr. One. Crocodile surrounded himself with an army of extraordinary dangers. Extraordinarily dangerous criminals, but they lost. And she, as Tsuchiki sips some tea, as for the Straw Hat Gang, we'll settle things with them another day. Yes, sir! And now we go back to the Straw Hats. I guess the Navy isn't coming after us. I think we lost them. Come on, is that all you can say? We miss Vivi! Quit crying! If you couldn't stand to leave her, then you should have kidnapped her!
What a barbarian! You're mean! Moss head, three sword style. Wait, Luffy, that's not an insult. Four sword style then. And that's not any better. Listen, try natto. Fermented soybeans. Tell me things like natto. Fine, bore your heads off. Well, it's about time. I thought you'd never leave that oversized sandbox. Yeah, what? As they realize they're joined by... And someone. Here to avenge your cow.
They bonk their heads on the railings.
Oh. Here to avenge your cow, we're bringing on. What are you doing here? What a brave. Enemy raid. Raid. Enemy raid.
Who's that with a megaphone?
Who is he? It's you. You're still alive. How rude. Don't point those at me. As she uses her hands to smack Aksho and Nami's weapons out of her hands. I've told you that before. A hand?
How long have you been on board? Oh, a while. I was below deck reading a bit and took a shower. I brought these clothes. They're yours, right? How dare you, you Baroque Works witch! Monkey D. Luffy. Huh? You haven't forgotten what you did to me, have you? Why, you? What did you do to this beautiful woman, Luffy?
We don't want any more trouble. Just get off the ship.
He swallowed his megaphone.
Hey, don't lie. I didn't do anything to you. I suffered a great deal because of you. Now, take responsibility. Who is she? Please leave or I'll call the Navy.
What do you want anyway?
I want to join your crew.
What?
And that's where Alabasta ends, believe it or not.
Wow. The Sword Hat's getting a new crew member after all.
By force.
And question corners and, oh, new SBS logo.
With Ace's arms making the SBS with his fire, with his flaming guns.
Okay, you ordered this last time, so I'll be him this time.
Mm-hmm. Huh? What? Ichiro? Hold on. I'm in a hurry. Huh? Say it. Say what? No, I won't say it. I'm leaving now. I'm out of here. Running off into the distance. The question corner will now begin being nice. Oh, thank God. I was worried because I was thinking back to that one NBC promo for Seinfeld they keep bringing up. This Thursday, will he say it?
He said it after all. Have a nice day. Boom.
Oda-sensei, just how many liters are you?
Nori, liquid glue.
That's right. It must have been in elementary school when I was in the fourth grade. That's when I saw a Kappa. What a sprite.
I have a question for you, Oda-sensei. Some of the Navy guys wear uniforms and others don't. Is that based on rank or what? Or they just get to choose whatever they want?
I guess you could say that. When you join the Navy, you're issued a standard Navy uniform and cap. See drawing. This is a very proud moment for the new recruits, and many of them call home via transponder snail to share the news. Other lower ranks have to wear the uniform. Jango and full body are violating regulations. Once they reach the rank of petty officer, they're allowed to choose different types of uniform, and civilian clothes are okay too, but all clothing must conform to Navy standards. Those above the rank of lieutenant are allowed to wear the word justice on their backs. It seems the preferred attire of those above the rank of captain is a justice coat over a suit. See if I'm made for more details on the Navy ranks.
And that is the end of the chapter and the end of the Alabasta arc and saga overall.
Holy shit, that was a long one, but that might be my favorite arc yet.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Not only did we get an amazing villain and a really suspenseful story, but that ending got to me.
Yep, and I had Austin watch the I had Austin watch Vivi's goodbye in the anime, and he wasn't crying. I was. Well, did you shed any tears at all, or was it all just me?
Maybe one or two.
Okay, well, I'll get you yet. Well, actually, there have been moments where you were burst into tears. Like, Nami's flashback destroyed you.
Oh, yeah. I was emotionally devastated when
that happened. There are worse ones coming.
Oh, no.
There are. If you thought Nami's was bad, oh, boy. But, yeah, this is the first long saga that we finished on the podcast. Not just a long arc, but, and honestly, compared to the ones we got coming, this is short. And believe it or not, we have a short arc coming up before this. I think the next arc that we're going to read is only going to take us about 4 episodes, actually. But first, next time on Binging the Devil's Fruit, we're going to take a break from the manga and go on back to the movies, where we will have not one, but 2 guests joining us while we watch and review One Piece, the movie, Dead End Adventure.
Oh, what could that be about?
You'll have to find out next time in 2 weeks or next week if you support us on Patreon. So thank you guys again so much for watching. Thank you for joining us on this journey so far. Or if you just joined for the very first time, definitely consider supporting us on Patreon. It means a lot, and you get access to episodes early. You also get access to the commentary track. There are some pretty good ones, and I'm looking forward to our next one. So next time, I already said it already, join us for episode 48, where we do Dead End Adventure with our special guests, Trash Queen and Trash King.
Until then,
I've been John Mugiwara, JM.
I'm Chad Peanut.
And remember, when binging the devil's fruits, you must take your time, savor it, and so that way you can enjoy it more. And try not to eat it while crying, because you can't use the onion excuse. I know they taste devil fruits taste bad, but they don't taste onion bad. All right, have a good one, y'all. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for binging the devil's fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.